local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Later on this hour, thanks to Andrew's gaff, we have a pair of tickets to give away to Pensacon. We'll be doing that at some point here this hour, so stay tuned for your chance to win a pair. We got Pensacon starting on Friday, and as you heard in the Channel 3 update there, efforts to transform the Pensacola Bay Center starting today on Pensacon there. So always an exciting time. The weather's going to be beautiful for this weekend as well. We'll start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. Number one, the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says he believes the impeachment inquiry into the president is over.
We have heard nothing indicating that Joe Biden had anything to do with the business ventures of Hunter Biden or James Biden.
And that is Maryland's Jamie Raskin. There was closed-door testimony today from James Biden, the president's brother, and he flatly denied that President Biden had any involvement in his overseas business dealings. Raskin also citing new details about the ex-FBI informant who was arrested for allegedly making up bribery allegations against the president, a claim central to that impeachment inquiry. Also today in Texas, a family friend is now charged in connection with the death of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. Don McDougal is charged with capital murder of a person younger than 15 and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. McDougal was first arrested on the 16th on the aggravated assault charge, and on the sixth day of the search yesterday, Cunningham's body was found in the Trinity River after authorities lowered the water level. Here locally, the Escambia School Board is signing off on removing the interim tag from Superintendent Keith Leonard.
I just want to thank the superintendent for you came in to a little bit of a briar patch and you moved forward, and I'd like the direction you're taking us in, and I'll be there to support you all the way, sir.
And that was during last night's meeting. The school board unanimously approved a contract that'll pay a base salary of $172,250 per year through June 30th, 2027. The contract also allows for an automatic 18-month extension if no action is taken by the board. And, of course, Leonard was named interim superintendent in May following the firing of Dr. Tim Smith. Those are today's top three stories. We'll get more local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we do have multiple incidents. We'll start with Gulf Beach Highway. If you are traveling westbound, just past South Fairfield Drive, if you're traveling a bit closer to Bay Meadows Drive, that general direction there, right in front of the Exxon, we've got a car accident that has been causing some pretty heavy backups, and it's basically going to be causing congestion all the way back to North Navy Boulevard, I believe it is. It's not that bad anymore. It's Palafox Drive is where it's going to be. Is that what that says? Patton Drive. My goodness, I'm blind. It's going to have you backed up to Patton Drive if you are traveling on Gulf Beach Highway westbound towards the Exxon a little ways past South Fairfield Drive. There we go. Beyond that, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some backups over there. 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound, basically in front of the Dunkin' Donuts, that's next to Kimstrand Road. If you're traveling in that direction, we've got some minor backups developing there. Same can be said about Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Beyond that, you're only going to see issues if you are trying to get off of Avalon Boulevard and travel eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane. And it seems like we've got some backups here on Dogwood Drive if you're traveling southbound towards Berry Hill Road.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the low 50s, a little cooler for some inland areas. Sun and clouds during the day on Thursday. We'll have highs in the low 70s. A little bit of a chance for some rain Thursday night, and if it does hit, it will probably be very late Thursday night. The weekend weather, all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
That sounds pretty good to me. Thank you, Alan. 516 right now, 65 degrees. Going back to the Escambia School Board meeting over the last month, the school district has received criticism from all over the country over the review of nearly 2,000 books found in schools and libraries. That list of critics has included late-night hosts Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert. And here, though, some support for the board.
The Lord does not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So pray that prayer every night. Read that verse. Have no fear. Keep marching on and protect our children. Thank you all. God bless you all, and keep up the good work.
That from Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins. Besides the ongoing review, the district is also wrapped up in the lawsuit that was filed last year by Pen America, Penguin Random House, as well as several authors and local parents, too. Also today, Ripley's Believe It or Not says that they had 3 books pulled from the shelves in Escambia County, so now they're giving every household in Florida the chance to get one of those books. According to their website, they're offering the complimentary books through May 15th. City of Gulf Breeze, the police department specifically, will be replacing their stock of body cameras, but taxpayers won't have to foot the bill.
Our chief, who is using assets and forfeiture money, not right. taxpayer dollars, in order to make sure those are all updated.
And City Manager Sam Abel says they'll spend $104,200 to lease 25 new body cameras and 8 bay docking stations. The cameras currently in use were bought back in 2016. However, the company they used is no longer in business, and they've been having more and more technical issues. An arrest made following yesterday evening's deadly motorcycle crash in North New Warrington Road. FHP says 33-year-old Byron Pineda is accused of driving on a suspended or revoked license and was being held on $250,000 bond. Jail records also indicate a hold for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE for short. Investigators say Pineda was driving northbound when he merged into the path of the motorcycle and the victim collided with the median and was pronounced dead at the scene. Earlier this afternoon, FHP says a high-speed crash on Highway 29 ended with the suspect crashing the car and being hospitalized. That happened around 2:45 today. Chase ended on Molino Road near Sunshine Hill Road. A trooper involved in the pursuit also crashed, but reportedly did not suffer serious injuries. 5:19, we'll take a break there. Got a lot of state and national headlines still to come. Hour number 2, also giving away a pair of Pensacon tickets. Stay tuned.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. in a Pensacola town hall meeting Tuesday, February 27th. Hear it live beginning at 5 p.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Gonna run to
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, multiple areas to touch on here. Starting with Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some pretty severe backups in that area. I think it looks like it's a mixture of an accident report we got earlier, but also of some just typical evening traffic, because we are no strangers to incidents in that area just causing backups there. So if you're heading that way, be on the lookout for that. Let's see, Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, also looking kind of rough at this time. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, or traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West. We got issues going both ways there. Let's see. Still have some typical evening traffic giving us backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound going through the Windhaven Beach area. Traveling northbound on Highway 87 towards the intersection with Hickory Hammock Road, we've got some backups over there. That's near Southern Raceway. We've got some construction in that area causing backups. And lastly, if you are traveling southbound on Dogwood Drive towards Berry Hill Road, there's no confirmation of a traffic incident over there, but we do have pretty severe backups in that area as well.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy, low temperatures near 50 degrees, a little cooler inland, a little warmer along the immediate coastal areas. As we head through the day Thursday, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds, spring-like weather with a high in the low 70s. Thursday night, and most likely late Thursday night, there's a slight chance for a shower to move through the area. But a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 525, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A girl dead after a trip to the beach turned tragic. This happened in Lauderdale by the sea.
Chaos unfolding in a place where many families vacation after beachgoers witnessed two kids digging a hole, then getting pulled underneath the surface when the sand collapsed around them.
Yeah, the local fire rescue says a 5-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy and some adults as well dug a 6-foot hole in the sand And then the hole collapsed. The girl was completely covered, and she died at the scene.
A bill designed to lower the age requirement for buying certain guns is heading to the full Florida House. A final committee passed a measure earlier today that would allow people as young as 18 years old to buy rifles and other long firearms in the state. The initial law increasing the age to 21 was put into play shortly after the massacre at Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018.
It sounds like Governor Ron DeSantis is on the short list of Donald Trump's potential running mates. During a Fox News town hall last night, Trump confirmed he's considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, along with DeSantis and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Other potential picks include Vivek Ramaswamy, Florida Representative Byron Donalds, and Tulsi Gabbard as well.
And Florida is seeing a surge in measles cases. Of the 11 states so far impacted, Florida has 6 confirmed cases out of Manatee Bay Elementary School in Broward County. Natalie Rodriguez has more.
Dr. Chad Sanborn with Kids Medical Services out of Palm Beach County expects we'll see more cases. He says there are things to look out for as a parent. The 3 C's to start off with.
Cough, congestion, and conjunctivitis, so like a pink eye type picture, which usually starts around 10 days after being exposed to the virus. And then you get a rash shortly thereafter. It's a pretty impressive rash that starts on your head and moves its way down.
The measles virus is highly contagious, with it capable of living up to 2 hours in an airspace where an infected person may have been. The MMR vaccine for it is 97% effective. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
All right. Thank you, Natalie. Also, SpaceX is preparing to send its next manned mission to the International Space Station. A SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft arrived at Kennedy Space Center overnight ahead of its flight to the ISS. A Falcon 9 is set to launch the capsule next Friday. 3 astronauts and a cosmonaut are currently in isolation to prepare for the launch. Going back to the DeSantis story, Austin, I think it's interesting. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I've said several times that I believe that Donald Trump will select a female vice presidential candidate. But as I heard this and I was thinking about it this afternoon, I actually think the governor would make a lot of sense given his popularity in the lead up to his announcement for running for president. Obviously, the campaign didn't go all that well, but you know, there was a time when he was referred to as America's governor. And this is an interesting election because neither Trump nor Biden will get a second term. Right. So I think that for Trump and just the Republican Party as a whole, I wonder if they wouldn't go with DeSantis, because I think he is, of the finalist, I would say, the person that would be best positioned for a presidential run in 2028, especially if he's already the vice president. And so maybe they're not necessarily thinking 4 years out, they're thinking 12 years out. What do you think? Am I crazy on that?
Well, he's definitely going to have a strong Republican base. I mean, I know Trump kind of turned on him when he gained, you know, traction in the media, but I'm sure he's going to have a pretty strong base if that does happen and Trump wins and he's his running mate for 4 years. But not only that, with him being so much younger and with him being someone that obviously these big Republican states, Florida, Texas, they're obviously going to, I mean, they love him. So when you look at that, I mean, he would definitely be popular. It wouldn't be insane at all, especially considering that, as you said, it's a free slate no matter what after Biden or Trump. So they're both going to be gunning, trying to get the best candidate possible to get out there.
Right. You know, he's 45 now. So, I mean, let's just extrapolate moving forward. He's 50 years old when he's running as a former vice president and a 2-term Florida governor, you know. I don't know. I wonder if that's what the GOP's thinking there. All right, 5:30. David Gerald is coming to Pensacon. He's from TV writer, and he is most famous for Star Trek. First person to text Star Trek, 850-437-1620.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden in California campaigning ahead of the presidential election. The president spoke in Culver City talking about his latest round of student debt forgiveness. This one for over 150,000 borrowers, costing taxpayers $1.2 billion.
There were existing programs in the law to fix and adjust the programs. We had to change them to make people actually make them available for you, make people eligible. And that's what I've done when the Supreme Court said I couldn't go ahead and relieve all the debt.
Well, the president there referencing a ruling from this past summer, the Supreme Court striking down the president's plan to forgive up to $20,000 of student debt for some borrowers. The University of Alabama at Birmingham Hospital has paused in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. More Federal Reserve officials are concerned about cutting interest rates too quickly than are worried about going too slowly. That's what minutes from policymakers' most recent meeting show. The overall tone of the minutes was one of continued caution toward inflation, even though there had been progress over the previous 6 months. Looking to counter fears that the prevalent use of China-built cargo cranes with advanced software at many U.S. ports poses a potential national security risk, the Biden administration plans to invest billions in the domestic manufacturing of cranes. That announcement today, part of a set of actions taken by the administration intended to improve maritime cybersecurity. They include an executive order setting baseline cybersecurity standards for computer networks that operate U.S. ports. Stocks finished the Wednesday session narrowly mixed. The Dow Industrials and S&P 500 edged up 48 and 6 points, respectively. The NASDAQ Composite, though, dipped 50. That's Your Money Now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Let's be honest. Nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during the final days of our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus 10% off all bases. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Derrick Henry is set to become a free agent, and there's only two destinations that I would like to see him call home next. First up would be the Baltimore Ravens. If you have a backfield consisting of Lamar Jackson and King Henry, it would feel similar as to playing with the ideal quarterback and running back in Madden. And the next stop would be Dallas. The Cowboys need to improve their running back room, and you know Jerry Jones is never afraid to go star hunting. I'm Zach Gelb.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a
significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-270-3388. That's 800-270-3388. 800-270-3388.
Congressman Matt Gaetz.
We are here focused on a weaponized government.
Donald Trump Jr.
We're here tonight to talk about the great American story.
In a Pensacola town hall meeting, Tuesday, February 27th, at the Palafox Wharf waterfront. Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump Jr. will discuss the biggest issues of our time. The doors open at 5 p.m., but if you can't make it, you can listen to the entire town hall meeting right here. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We'll start with Gulf Beach Highway because that's still giving us a lot of issues. If you are traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got evening traffic causing some severe backups. It's basically going to have you backed up all the way to North Navy Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some usual evening traffic there as well. Let's see. If you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard trying to travel eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane over in Milton, we've got some backups in that area. And speaking of Milton, if you're traveling southbound on Dogwood Drive towards Berry Hill Road, we don't have confirmation of an accident being reported there, but there is still some pretty heavy backups in that area.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy, low temperatures near 50 degrees, a little cooler inland, a little warmer along the immediate coastal areas. As we head through the day Thursday, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds, spring-like weather with a high in the low 70s. Thursday night and most likely late Thursday night, there's a slight chance for a shower to move through the area. But a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 5:38 right now, sitting at 62 degrees. Listener Luke winning the tickets to Pensacon, which starts on Friday. So congratulations to you, sir. 5:38 here, taking a look at what's happening nationally and around the world. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she'll seize Donald Trump's assets if he doesn't pay up after a civil fraud trial. Last week, Trump was ordered to pay $355 million for conspiring to manipulate his net worth. James tells ABC News if Trump doesn't have the funds to pay, she'll ask the judge to seize his assets instead.
And the Biden administration is dishing out over $1 billion in student loan debt forgiveness. Borrowers in the Saving on a Valuable Education, or SAVE, program, who have made at least 10 years of payments, will be receiving an email from President Biden today. That amounts to an estimated 153,000 borrowers. The Biden administration has now approved loan relief for nearly 3.9 million Americans.
An Arizona prosecutor is refusing to extradite a suspect in a New York City hotel murder, claiming that the Manhattan DA can't be trusted.
Having observed the treatment of violent criminals by the Manhattan DA there, Alvin Bragg, I think it's safer to keep him here and keep him in custody.
That is Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell calling out Bragg's treatment of violent criminals. The case involves Rod Al-Mansouri, who was accused of stabbing two women in the Phoenix area. He's wanted in New York City for murder, and Bragg is accusing Mitchell of playing political games.
And a Michigan judge says that additional witnesses can be added to James Crumbly's trial. Crumbly is facing four charges of involuntary manslaughter in connection to the shooting his son carried out at Oxford High School. Matthews will allow the previous owner of the gun that was used in the shooting to testify into trial, as he knew the condition of the lock that was on the gun when it was sold.
That's everything happening in national news today. By the way, if you've just joining us, today's top three stories is that the top Democrat in the House Oversight Committee says he believes the President Biden impeachment inquiry is over. This after closed-door testimony from Biden's brother, James, today. In Texas, a family friend now charged in connection with the death of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. Her body was found yesterday in day six of the search in the Trinity River after authorities lowered the water levels. And here locally, Escambia School District removing the interim label from Superintendent Keith Leonard as the school board last night approved a contract to pay a base salary of $172,250 per year through June 30th of 2027. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, the Major League Soccer regular season kicks off this week. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami begin their season hosting Real Salt Lake tonight. Every other team will begin play on Saturday. We also got a loaded men's basketball slate tonight, with the biggest games being number 24 Florida at number 13 Alabama. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Number 22 Colorado State at New Mexico at 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. And in about 20 minutes, we're going to get the beginning of an ESPN doubleheader. Number 8 Duke at Miami, that tips at 6, followed by number 17 Kentucky at LSU at 8. Also have a TNT doubleheader tonight. The Flyers take on the Blackhawks in Chicago at 6:30, followed by the Bruins at Oilers. That's going to be at 9 o'clock. And lastly, if you are into the NBA regular season, I know a lot of people say it doesn't matter, but if you're an enthusiastic fan, I've got good news for you. The NBA regular season comes back tomorrow. All-Star break, last day of it is today. Full slate of NBA action will be tomorrow night, headlined by a doubleheader on TNT as well.
All right. 542, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Neuralink's first brain implant patient is said to be able to control a computer mouse simply by thinking. That's the claim of company founder Elon Musk. Musk says the patient seems to have made a full recovery. The company aims to eventually allow people with paralysis to regain motor function, and Musk has said he hopes the implants could also help people with diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
That is pretty awesome. I mean, obviously, I'm very lucky to be able to say I haven't, and hopefully we'll never deal with anything like that. But I'm glad that I'm living in a time period where if I,
it could heaven be possible,
forbid, do.
Yeah.
U.S. household debt is over $17 trillion, according to the Federal Reserve. And with that being said, credit card users may want to shop around to find better rates.
But those retail credit cards from any particular retail location, those tend to be higher, upwards of 30%.
Financial counselors say that bank cards may offer lower interest rates.
Now, there's also excessive amounts of niacin. I think it's how we went with.
Yeah.
Can lead to a heightened risk for heart disease. A new study shows researchers from Cleveland Clinic found that a product formed from excess amounts of the B vitamin could be a previously unknown driver of cardiovascular problems.
By understanding it's involved, now we can begin to do the process of how do we intervene on this pathway.
Niacin is common in Western diets, promoted as a way to fight high cholesterol and nutritional deficiency.
And Stanley may be fueling the cup craze, but the company is facing legal troubles. A new class action lawsuit claims that the company did not disclose the use or presence of lead in its products. The suit was filed earlier this month by a Seattle law firm. Several class action complaints are listed in the suit, including breach of contract and express warranties and more.
Little Caesars is going to start cutting their pizza more like burlap at Joann Fabrics. What do you mean? Well, they're testing a new pizza. I'm going to put new in quotation marks, which is going to be sold by the yard. It'll cost you $20. One version features a full yard of Detroit-style deep dish. For now, they're available in select spots in Virginia and North Carolina. But if it's a hit, they'll expand it nationwide. If you didn't join us in hour number one, you do not know that I was waxing poetic about the pizza by the foot, right, that Little Caesars had when I was growing up as a kid in the 90s. Just one of the reasons why society peaked in the 90s was the pizza by the foot. It was a 3-foot-long box, exactly like they're talking about. So this is just going back to a 90s kid's, nostalgia. And now that we're all moms and dads, we're going to go back and say, hey, I want pizza by the foot because my kid's having a birthday party just like I had 3 decades ago. So this goes along with my theory that the reason why that we as a society, whether it's our pizza, whether it's our sports teams, whether it's our fashion, we go through these cycles, right? What's in style goes out of style when it comes back because people that you, like people that are my age, somebody within that company is around 37 years old and is in a position to be able to make a decision to go back to what they grew up with. That's my overall point.
Oh, no. I
think is happening here.
Oh, no. I think you're spot on. I'm looking at a photo of Pizza by the Foot now. Yeah. Is this it?
Oh, that's definitely it. Yeah.
That is the most 90s thing I have ever seen.
Oh, the commercials were great, too. but yeah, the Kmart's, right? So we all remember Kmart.
Right.
There was one, you know, just a few minutes by my house. And back then, the Little Caesars was inside the Kmart's. I don't remember them having the standalone stores that they have now. But yeah, just go inside our Kmart. I want a 3-foot pizza for my birthday and got one. And it was the best pizza that I probably had as an 8-year-old that year.
Oh, well, that's sweet. Just past 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We've got some issues going away and some coming back. We were dealing with some issues on Dogwood Drive if you were traveling southbound in Milton towards Berry Hill Road. Those issues have subsided, but now we've got issues on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, so be on the lookout for that. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. Got some issues in that area as well. Still got some decent backups if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards South Fairfield Drive. Those have died down significantly. And outside of that, the only other spot where you're going to see issues is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway trying to come through Windhaven Beach.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy, low temperatures near 50 degrees, a little cooler inland, a little warmer along the immediate coastal areas. As we head through the day Thursday, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds, spring-like weather with a high in the low 70s. Thursday night and most likely late Thursday night, there's a slight chance for a shower to move through the area. But a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 5:47 here on Pensacola right now. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. The trial and the murder of Tupac Shakur is being delayed. KTNV Las Vegas reports the trial has been pushed back to November. Dwayne Keith D. Davis is accused of organizing the murder of Tupac and recently hired a new lawyer. The new attorney asked the judge for more time to review all of the discovery material.
And The Amazing Race is returning for its 36th season this spring. The Emmy Award-winning series features teams of two who race around the world and compete in a series of challenges to arrive at the final destination first and claim the $1 million prize. The newest season will premiere on March 13th. Welcome to the
Hotel California. Austin, a trial involving the lyrics to that song starting today. The words to the hit by the Eagles were written out by hand but disappeared. Years later, a rare book dealer, a former Rock and Roll Hall of Fame curator, and a memorabilia seller were accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing that they were stolen. Their lawyers say that they are innocent.
Okay. Mm. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I know it's a hit song, but it's not really any skin off my nose. I can think of several songs that I listened to before that one. The director of Best Picture winner Parasite is seeing the release date for his next film pushed back. Bong Joon-ho's Mickey 17 will now release on January 31st, 2025, instead of March 29th of this year. The film stars Robert Pattinson as an expendable, a disposable employee on a human expedition that was sent to colonize an ice planet.
Based on the description that you just shared, I'm probably out on that.
Why is that?
I just don't like the plot. It's right up there with the Adam Sandler space movie for me.
Really?
Where, like, he realizes that he's, missing out on his family or something like that.
And
he's
some alien's got to help him get back or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. 5:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two next.
Do you have a child in Escambia County Public Schools? Do you feel connected to all the resources your family needs? Resources like free tutoring, aftercare, and scholarships? Come to Podcastapalooza to see the people behind the resources, get your questions answered, and meet the guests behind the episodes of the Voices United in Education podcast. There will be a live presentation by Animal Tales, and BAM Snowballs will be serving up their famous snow cones. Plus, one lucky guest will win a $250 Amazon gift card. Be at Washington High School on Saturday, March 2nd, 10 to 2.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. in a Pensacola town hall meeting Tuesday, February 27th. Hear it live beginning at 5 p.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Joe, you were talking about that Pizza by the Foot commercial.
Yes.
Do you remember, because obviously I'm sure there are multiple commercials.
There were several, yeah.
Yeah, but do you remember around what time in the 90s? Did you ever approximate when in the 90s that was?
Oh, I would say, I was born in 86, so 96, 97-ish.
It's funny because I looked up Little Caesars Pizza by the Foot commercial, and 1997 was the first one that came up. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just about 5:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. By the way, you are listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Forgot the intro there. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we still have some decent backups in that area just from some evening traffic giving us some issues there. Also had an accident in that area that I'm sure didn't make things any better. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long, unless maybe you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road. It seems like we still have got some minor backups there.
All right, very good. Finally, this hour, one more look at the weather forecast. We're going to have a low of around 50, 51 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer towards the coast, 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 70 degrees, 60 for a low tomorrow night, 30% chance of showers through the overnight hours, and then more sunshine Friday through the weekend with highs right around 70 degrees. So could not ask for better weather for Pensacon this weekend. Taking a look here at some wacky stories. Robotics company called Loom has an AI-powered robot that can apply fake eyelashes faster than humans can. Okay. The CEO says it will completely transform the experience of extensions at salons. They just installed their first one at an Ulta store in San Jose. So you basically lie down, have your eyes taped shut, lock your head into a machine, and two robotic arms with pointy tools glue fake lashes onto your real ones.
Okay.
The tools have been described as featherweight, ultra-delicate wands that can break away if the robot decides to start stabbing you in the eyeballs. So I guess you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I don't have
except for the head being locked in.
And the
robot is trying to stab you in the eyeballs. That makes me a little nervous there.
Yeah, at this point, I'm starting to think that this may be not a great idea. I was personally, you know, not going to have to worry about this. I've never had my eyelashes faked or extended or whatever. Never had any of that. But if I were to go down that route, it would not be with this technology here.
Do you ever shave your eyebrows, like put like a line in or something like that?
No. I this is all I do with my style.
I did that once.
Oh, really?
Back when I was in elementary school. It was probably the night I had the foot pizza by the foot. I don't know.
Yeah, when you were really living it up, when you were really a wild child. No, I've never done anything like that. Well, because when I was really young, my eyebrows were very light colored. So kids would make fun of me for not having eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
It's like, okay, that's mean. But no, once I got like later in middle school and stuff, they popped through. So luckily, life wasn't all bad.
I think I'm going to draw some on little one for Halloween this year. Do like the little like triangles or something like that.
Oh, I know what you mean. Know? Yeah, like what a clown like
babies,
would have.
Babies do. Well, some parents, you know, they want to have fun with their babies on Halloween or whatever, or just because, like, you know, mom comes home from grocery shopping or something and dad's been watching their baby, and then all of a sudden the baby has, you know, cartoonish eyebrows.
Or a beard or something. Yeah. Starbucks is debuting a pork-flavored latte for the Lunar New Year to keep with the theme of things I won't be doing. But you'll have to go to China to get it. They say eating meat means prosperity in the coming year. So naturally, they've called it the Abundant Year Savory Latte. It's espresso and steamed milk mixed with a pork-flavored sauce normally reserved for Chinese food. Then they top it with more pork sauce and add a thin sliver of pork as a garnish. That's horrible.
They could serve it to me in my kitchen, and I would not be participating in that.
Wow.
Good news. We'll start in Florida. Cop saving a baby's life this month after a motorcycle going 100 miles an hour crashed into the mom's car. 6-month-old Lola didn't have a pulse when help arrived, but a cop named Dave Musgrove was on the scene first, did CPR, and brought her back.
The first thing he said to me, you know, I said, I really hate all that recognition. I was doing my job. I said, too bad, buddy. You're getting it.
Hold on. Let me get you guys out of there. Is your baby okay?
No. He's right there.
I just heard him breathe. Come on.
He's our hero. He is. You know, we will never repay him for what he did, because what he did for us was life-changing.
Yeah, very cool there. Lola is still in the hospital, but hopefully on her way to a full recovery.
That's awesome. And a 30-pound rabbit that was rescued from a meat market in 2020 is now working as a therapy animal. His name is Alex, and his owners live in San Francisco. He rides around in a power wheel, and he's already done over 200 events at places like children's hospitals. I've never had a rabbit, bunny, anything of that sort, but I can't imagine that's a small rabbit. How much do rabbits typically weigh? I mean, we're talking 30 pounds here. That's pretty heavy.
Oh, I've never had a rabbit before. I would imagine less than 4 or 5, I would guess.
Well, I mean, it would definitely be less than like 15 pounds. Because, I mean, there are a lot of fluff, but also it's like I had a small dog that was nowhere near 30 pounds.
Googling the average rabbit size, house pets, about 6 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
However, this is, yeah. But, I mean, some dog, you know, whatever. There you go.